Hi, it's Mark Raven. Welcome to Lean Blog Audio. Today I'm reading a post I published on February 28th, 2024, titled Shigeo Shingo and Norman Bodek on Learning from Mistakes, Including Shingo's. If you'd like to read the blog post and find the links that are part of it, you can look in the show notes or go to leanblog.org/audio357. So I'm currently working on a mistake proofing class for Karen Martin and TKMG Academy, a great online education platform and company that she founded and runs. So that's coming soon. I'm sure I'll announce that on the blog and in this podcast when that course is available. But in the process of writing the course and its script, I've gone back to some older source material that's been on my bookshelf for a really long time. In this case, one book in particular is a book I not only own and have on my shelf, it's something I read many years ago, maybe 20 years ago. And that book is Zero Quality Control by Shigeo Shingo. It was published by Norman Bodek back in what you might call the heyday of Productivity Press when he still owned and ran it. So I want to share some of Norman's words. In the publisher's foreword, Norman wrote in part, quote, "One of the great things about ZQC is that it focuses on correcting the conditions for processing, not on blaming people for making mistakes. Shigeo Shingo, the developer of ZQC, recognized that it is human nature to make mistakes or forget things. People should not be punished for mistakes. Punishment only makes people feel bad. It doesn't eliminate defects." End of quote. So my thoughts, and you know, there's so much wisdom in just one paragraph. You know, I think the influence is of Norman and Mr. Shingo are so embedded in my work and thought process. It's nice to revisit that. You know, just from that paragraph, a few things jump out. I'll summarize. You know, one, focus on the process instead of on blaming people. Two, it's very human of us to make mistakes and to forget things. We are fallible. Three, don't punish people for mistakes. And four, punishment only makes people feel bad. As I've learned, you know, people already feel bad about their mistakes. I feel bad about mistakes I make. Getting upset and yelling doesn't help. The punitive approach is counterproductive because it teaches people to hide and cover up mistakes when they can get away with it. And if that's happening, we're doomed to repeat those mistakes as an organization. And we can't improve or prevent mistakes if they or their causes are hidden. So let's look at Shigeo Shingo's words, or at least as translated in the book. On page 45, Shingo writes about an operation that was mistake-proofed so that the product as it came out no longer was missing any springs, which had led to customer complaints. Shingo wrote, "Whenever I hear supervisors warning workers to pay more attention or to be sure not to forget anything, I cannot help thinking that the workers are being asked to carry out operations as if they possessed divine infallibility." End of quote. So again, we're all fallible. Telling people to be more careful through the spoken word or through signs and posters just isn't effective, as I've documented through a little mini website that you can find at bemorecareful.com. Instead of warnings or cautions, we need mistake proofing. As Shingo writes, quote, "Rather than that being careful approach, we should recognize that people are, after all, only human, and as such, they will, on rare occasions, inadvertently forget things. It is more effective to incorporate a checklist, in other words, a pokeyoke, into the operation so that if a worker forgets something, the device will signal that fact, thereby preventing defects from occurring. This, I think, is the quickest road leading to attainment of zero defects." End of quote. That was many decades, before the excellent book, The Checklist Manifesto, was a huge hit, rightfully so, for Dr. Atul Gawande. Now, at the bottom of this blog post, again, you can find it at leanblog.org/audio357, you can find two episodes of the My Favorite Mistake podcast that illustrate the point vividly about Toyota not blaming individuals for mistakes. Those are stories with David Meyer and Isao Yoshino. So final thing here is the Bakayoke Pokiyoke story. Over time, I've heard many versions of the story about why Toyota people shifted away from using the phrase Bakayoke, which in Japanese means foolproof, to Pokiyoke, which means mistake-proof or error-proof. In Shingo's book, I found what might be the definitive version of that story. I could never remember if this was attributed to Ono, Taichi Ono, or Shingo. Maybe Ono's books have his own version of this tale, but here's what Shingo wrote. The Pokiyoke concept is actually based on the same idea as foolproofing, an approach devised mainly for preserving the safety of operations. In the early days, I used the term foolproofing, or in Japanese, bakayoke, but around 1963, when Arakawa Auto Body adopted a, quote, foolproofing device to prevent seat parts from being spot welded backward, one of the company's part-time employees burst into tears when her department had explained that a foolproofing mechanism had been installed because workers sometimes mixed up left-hand and right-hand parts. She sobbed, "Have I really been such a fool?" She ended up staying home the following day, and the department head went to see her there. He tried all sorts of explanations. "It's not that you're a fool," he told her. "We put the device in because anybody could make inadvertent mistakes." Finally, he managed to persuade her. When the department head told me the story, it was clear to me that foolproofing was a poorly chosen term. But what name would be suitable? After some thought, I gave the name Pokiyoke, mistake-proofing, to these devices because they serve to prevent or proof, in Japanese, yoke, the sort of inadvertent mistakes, poka, in Japanese, that anyone can make. End of quote. So I think it's nice that Shingo would admit his mistake in using that term, foolproofing. Instead of people telling others things like, well, hey, don't be so sensitive about a term like foolproofing, it's better to adjust the language so that it's, you know, one, more accurate, you're not fools, and two, it's less upsetting. Do you hear language like this at work? Variations of the terms like not just foolproofing, but dummy proofing or idiot proofing? If so, can we admit that mistake and adjust accordingly as Shigeo Shingo did? So again, if you'd like to read or share this blog post, you can find it at leanblog.org/audio357. Thanks for listening.